Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now at the beginning of the second parak of Masachet Chulin, at the very top of Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph. Hashochet Echad Be'of Ushnaim B'Behema. We're now going to focus on the amount of simanim that have to be cut, both for birds and for mammals. And so here the Mishnah lays out that you have to cut one of the simanim for a bird and two of them for a mammal. Shchitato Kshira. Oddly enough, the Mishnah is presented in a language of post facto, b'diavad, whereas this seems to be the lechatchila demand. V'rubo shel achad kamohu, and a majority of a siman is considered that siman. Rabbi Yehuda omer ad shishchot etav ridin, that you also have to cut the veins. We'll see why. Now, chatzi achad ba'of ve'achad v'chetzi be'ma, if you cut half a siman of a bird or one and a half of a be'ma, shchitato psula, but rov echad ba'of ve'rov shtayim be'ma, a majority of one and a majority of two, but Behema, Shechita Tok Shera, which seems to be redundant, and we will deal with that in the next podcast. For right now, let's take a look at the beginning of the Gemara. HaShochet, Diavad in Lachatchila Lo. It sounds like only if you were Shochet. Shnaim Behema Lachatchila Lo. How can you say that cutting two in an animal is not the ideal? Ad Kama Lishchot V'Lezo. What else can you cut? So, literally, how much further do you want him to cut? So Ibaitema, one answer is Echad Ba'of. That the Mishnah says Shochet Echad Ba'of, that's the Bidiavad. Ideally you should cut both there. Ibaitema Arubo Shel Echad Kamahu. Or it's referring to the second clause that says a rov is considered like a, that's Bidiavad. Okay, Amarav Kahana. Minayim the Shechita Shehiminat Savar. And this is a question that will occupy us for a little while. How do we know that Shechita is from the neck? Meaning, maybe there's an obligation to do shechita at some place on the body, and separately to kill the animal. Let's see. Shenemar v'shachat et ben habakar. This is the beginning of Vayikra. Now, v'makom sheshach chateihu. So he says the word shachat is some sort of an acronym of shach chatei. Shach means to bend down, like lishtachavot, and chateihu means to cleanse out. Now, v'maydahai chateihu leishtadidichuihu. How do I know that chatehu, that word chateh means to cleanse out, like clean out the blood. Dichtiv chiteh atabait. The Kohen cleans out the house when he's before he declares it to be a bayit menugat. Vibaitem mihacha techateini be'evzo ve'atar. Cleanse me with the hyssop, and I will be purified in David's famous psalm after the event with Bathsheba. All right, so ve'emu mizanavo. So if the point is that you're supposed to cleanse him out from the place, or cut him from the place that bends, so why not cut him at the tail? And the idea is, it sounds strange, but cut him from the tail and then kill him some other way. The answer is, shach michlal shezakuf bainan. Now there's an answer we're going to give further on that would indicate that this is a place at which blood has to come out, or the main blood of the body, but we don't have to go that far, because shach implies that it's something standing up that then bends over, like a head. As opposed to v'hashach v'yomedhu, the tail is always bent down. It's a tail on a cow or on a sheep. V'ema miozno, so an ear which flaps up and down, maybe that's what you're supposed to cut. So ba'ina dama nefesh v'leika, that's the other answer, which is we need the lifeblood to come out. V'ema dekar v'azal dama nefesh, so maybe you start at the ear and you cut around until it comes out. V'tu, besides that, shehi adar sachal adag, hagrama v'ikur menal, the five psulim of Shechita, how do we know them? And if you're looking for a pasuk to tell me where to cut, then why don't you look for psukim to find all of the restrictions of cutting? The answer is Ella Gemara. The answer is these five things are tradition. Shechita menatzavar nami Gemara. So indeed, the fact that you have to cut from the neck, that's also a Gemara, meaning tradition. So if that's the case, ukrai lamayata. So according to Rav Kahana, shach chateihu is the way to sort of read this word. What's that for? The answer is delo l'shav yegistra. In other words, that you should not cut the animal up, slice him in all sorts of ways, like cut him lengthwise. As how it was used in the previous parak. Here, what it means is that you should not cut through the spinal cord. In other words, to totally decapitate him, and rather shachateu. The idea is that there's still something bending over, as it were. Okay, that's. First of all, Rav Yemar Amar, we're going to find that Rav Yemar is going to somewhat echo Rav Kahana and Tan Rav Shmuel also. Rav Yemar Amar Kra Vizavachta. This is in Parshat Re'eh. Again, we're going to play with the word Makom Shezav Chateyu, but here Chateyu is the Tav. Zav means the place that he flows out, break him. Now, my Mashma Dahai Chateyu Leishna Demit Baruhu, how do I know that Chateyu means to break him? Dichtiv Al Tiravi Al Techat. Hashem says to Moshe, as they're about to go to war against Sichon, do not be afraid, Vi Al Techat, in other words, don't be broken. Okay, so Chateyu means to be broken. Ve'ema Michotmo, so good. Your nose is also something that flows, mucus. But so maybe you're supposed to hit him and cut him in the nose, and then in the meantime kill him some other way. The answer is zav de chitui bainit. You need to have a place where it's your breaking which causes the flow. Vayzav melavu, but the nose flows on its own. The ema milibo. So maybe you're supposed to cut him in the heart. But two, again, Shia Darsa Haladao Gomavi Ikubanalan. So the other answer, just as we have before, Ala Gemara, Shkitavinatsavami Gemara. The answer is it's all tradition. Kraila Mayata, so what's Vizavachta, according to this play, mean? So Shabi Gistra, again, it means that you should not cut him all the way through. Okay, Dever Vishmoel Tana, Vishachat, back to Vishachat. Altikre Vishachat, Ela Vishachat. Read it with a sin smalit, a sin with the dot over the left side, which we represent as a Samach here. Makom shesach chateyu, meaning cut him from the place where he talks. Ve'ema mil shono, so maybe it's the tongue. The answer is by yin damanefesh v'leika. You need the lifeblood to come out. Ve'ema dekar v'azal damanefesh, so maybe you start cutting at the tongue and go from there. Ve'tu shia darsa chalada gomav v'ikumenal, and elai gomara, shchita v'natsa v'nam v'ikumara, and ukra l'mayata, dol shavi gistara, same answer. V'tana v'ayti d'ahacha, but we have a bright, that learns it from here. The Tanya, B'chi Amar, so those first three were all really of a kind, and they were all playing with the word, using it into two words, either V'shachat, Shachateu, Zavzav Chateu, or Sachat. And in each case we said, that's not really the source is tradition. Rabchia comes from a whole different perspective. He says, Minayin l'shchita min atzavar, I'll prove to you that you have to cut from the neck. Shenamar rachub ne'aron atakohanim atantachim, at the parsha of Olah, at the very beginning of Vayikra, it says the Bnei Aaron have to put all the pieces on the Mizbeach of an Olah. But it also lists the head and the fats separately. They were already included in all the pieces, so why mention them separately? This is the Rasha Bichlal. It says you have to flay the Olah and cut it up. So I would only think that you have to cut pieces up and put on the Mizbeach if they were flayed. Another about the Rosh Kfar Utaz, how do I know to include the head which was already cut off and therefore is not going to be flayed? So Talmud Lomar et Roshov et Pidro v'Arach. Therefore, in the second Pasuk, the Torah says you have to also put up the head and the fat and put it on the Mizbeach. Now, when you come right to Rosh Kfar Utaz, so Rav Chia simply says from this Braita that references the head as something that was already cut off. So you see shchitas at the neck because the head was cut off. Okay, and that's a good proof. Now, in the meantime, the braita is a little bit uneven because it starts by asking a question about pasuk, the first pasuk of these, and then it answers it by using a different reference to a superfluous head and fats. So how do we understand this? How do I know to include the head? That's the first pasuk. What do I need the second pasuk for? How do I know that they're the first ones to go up? You take the head and the fats and put them up there. Well, now, we're still left with Peder Kamba, the Chadvachman Alamali. What about the first mention of the fats in that first pasuk? The Rosh was there to tell me that even though it was cut, decapitated, you still put it up. Why is the Peder there? And this is a side point. What does the coin do? He takes the fats and wraps it around the place where the shchita happened on the head, meaning the neck that's been cut. And then he puts it up on the Mizbeach as kind of one thing with the fats wrapped around it because that's a little more dignified. All right, so that's one source that we have besides the first three. We seem to like more. We have another Braita that has a different source. The Tanya, Zot Torata Be'mava'of. At the end of all the rules of Tumah V'Tahara, of the animals, in Parshat Shmini, it sums it up by saying this is the law of Be'mava'of. In what rule are behema and oaf together? Now, the way you could read this pasuk is distributive. This is the law of all things, including behema one way and oaf another way. But the way they're reading it here is torat, meaning it's going to be one rule for behema and oaf. And the question is, v'chbeiza torah shavta behema oaf of behema. They're not alike in any way for tuma. Behema matam magov masa, oaf matam magov masa. Remember, if a bird dies as an avela, there is no tuma for touching it. If you eat it inside for begadim, a nevela of a behema is metame by touching it, by lifting it, etc. On the other hand, of metame begadim abetablia, behema in metame begadim abetablia. So they have the exact opposite tumot. This would have been a perfect thing to fit into the previous parak, the series of Mishnayot. So beizat Torah shavta behema la'ofa of lebna. What way are they alike? Lomar lachama behema bishchita af of bishchita. Just like a behema is bishchita, so the bird is also. Okay, now this is the beginning of the proof. So perhaps just like a behema, we know needs both simanim cut, at least a majority of each. So maybe here you need the same thing for a bird, and we know you only need one. Tamlomar zot. That's why it says zot, indicating that part of this is singular and part of this is collective. Okay, now continuing with that bright, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Bezot Torah Shavta Behemala Ofo of Lemema, he refines and fine-tunes the previous discussion. How do we know that a bird has its proper preparation from the neck? That we'll get to in a minute. But just like the bird has a neck, so the behema is also, which means Rabbi Eliezer, unlike the Tanakhama of that Braita, does not use behema as the base and applies it to Oaf. He does the opposite. So maybe a behema also has to be killed from the back of the neck, just like a bird in the Mikdash. When he talk about the chatata of, says you break it from the back of the neck, from the back of the neck, and lo yavdil, rosho shel zeh, rosho mimul oref, and rosho shalachem mimul oref. Nothing else is cut mimul oref. Okay, so therefore, Eliezer says, that's how I know that that behema also has to be from the neck, but it can't from the back, because the back is exclusive to the chatata of, and olata of, of course, and therefore it must be from the front. So it's sort of by process of elimination. Rabbi Eliezer, hi zot ma'avile. So what did he do with the word zot? Tanakama used zot to say that only the behema needs both simanim. What does Rabbi Eliezer do with zot? He loves zot. Without zot, he would have done the same thing in the inverse of the Tanakama and said behema only needs one siman. Katarachmana zot. Okay, good. Now, that concludes the five different proofs that we have for Shechita Menat Savar, Rav Kahana, Rav Yemer, Tana, Rav Yishmoel, and then Rav Chia in the Braita, and then this other Braita, Rav Lozo's opinion in the Braita, that have the other proofs. Now, picking up on this Pasuk, Tani Bar Kapra, Zotorata Behemai Va'ov, Hitel Katov La'ov Bein Behemah LaDagim. If you look at the order, you find Behemah, and then Of, and then Dagim, in the order of acceptable animals to eat. Why? And the point was this. You can't say that you have to cut both simanim of a bird, because it's juxtaposed to fish that have no simanim to cut. You can't say he needs no simanim, because he's like a behema. Haketzatz, he's in the middle. He's between the behema that has two and the fish that has none. And this would seem to indicate that shchitat of is midoraita. That's something we'll discuss later on. Dagim delav b'nei shchita ninu menalan. How do we know that fish don't need shechita? Moshe says to Hashem, when the people complain about the food, he says, if I slaughter the flock and the herd and they gather all the fish, will that be enough for them? So you see that asifa ma'almasagilu, all they have to do is gather fish to eat them, unlike the animals they have to shecht. But in that same parsha, when the slav comes down and they gather the slav, it says gather. We already said that you have to do shchita on the slav. So gathering doesn't mean gather and eat. It means gather and do the cutting that's necessary. So the answer is that those two psukim are not alike. When you say shecht A and esof B, then that means that a sof is something that doesn't need shchita. Hachaktiva asif makom shchita da'achrini. So in the pasuk about the slav, it just says vayasfu. It means they gathered. It doesn't tell us anything else of what they do or don't do. But when it talks about the Tzor Bakar versus the Dagim, in contrast, the Tzor Bakar that need Shechita, Dagim don't. Okay. Darash Over Glila. There was a man visiting from the Galil. He came to the Beit Midrash, probably Pumadita, and gave the following drasha. Sort of a little way to remember it. Animals which were created, mammals which were created from earth, need two simanim. Dagim shevrum in amayim, fish were created in the water and from the water. Hashram v'lo klum, you just eat them. Of shenivra min ha'akak, birds were created according to this midrashic tradition from the marshes. Hashero b'siman echad, they're in the middle, kind of mud, so it's not land, not water, it's a mixture, so it's in the middle, one siman. If you look at birds' feet, they have webs that kind of look like fish. So birds are fish-ish, and of course they're both created on the fifth day, and therefore you can see that they're not exactly like mammals. Okay, v'od she'alo. Now this is a clip from a conversation that evidently took place between Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai and some Roman challenger. We'll see that from the context a little later on. That the water should give forth the birds that fly. So you see from your Torah that the fish, where the birds are created from water. In Perek Bet it says God created from the earth all of the animals and all of the birds and brought them to man to have man give them names. You see they're from the earth. So which is it? Your Torah is inconsistent, he challenged him. Amar lo, so Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai answered him, min harakak nivru, they were created from the marsh. Good. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai saw that his students were looking at each other in kind of wonderment. Amar lehem, kashe beinechem shtachiti et oivi bakash? Are you upset that I sent them away with such a simple answer? So then he turns and says to them, the reality is min hamayim nivru, they're created from the water. V'lam avin el adam, why does the second pasuk indicate that God brought them from the earth, meaning he brought them all to Adam, to for Adam to name them, but that's not where they were all created from. Okay, the possibility is that he said to the Roman fellow the opposite, meaning that he told this the Hegmon the second answer, which is they're created from the water, and the second pasuk is about just having man name them. And the first one, which is they're created from something in the middle, was really what he told the students. Shemnechtiv al vayitzer. In other words, since the word vayitzer also applies to the of hashamayim, therefore it has to be that he created them partially from the earth, and therefore the combo creation is the real thing. Okay. Now, Amar Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Pinchas, Ein Shechita La'Of Min HaTorah. This is the discussion that is sort of alluded to earlier, whether or not there is a mitzvah from the Torah to shecht birds. He says there is no such thing. Shenemar V'Shafach, in the mitzvah of Kisui Adam, where the reference to killing a bird and eating it, or trapping a bird and eating it, it says you spill the blood and you cover it. It says spill the blood. B'Shvicha Ba'al Masag, you have to do is spill it. Yachi Chaya Nami, so it says, chaya of, so of a chaya, so therefore chaya also should need only spilling, and we don't need shechita. Eat kash the psula muktashin, and the pasuk we'll see in a couple seconds. We'll see that a chaya is compared to psula hamuktashin, to a korban that became pasul because of a mum, and that korban we certainly don't need shechita. So therefore chaya certainly needs shechita. So of nami eat kash the beima. But if you want to work with juxtaposition, birds are also compared to a beimah. D'chtiv zotorata beimah va'of. Back to our pasuk in Shmini. The answer is haktiv shafachat amo. But on the other hand, it says spill the blood. So which is it? It says both for birds and chayot, spill the blood. On the other hand, both birds and chayot are compared to behemot in different ways. So how do you resolve the tension? So my chazid shadi le'al of. So why do you think shafach applies to the birds? Shadi achay apply to the chayot. Because the last thing it says is so the last thing mentioned is the oaf. Okay. Now, if you did shechita and this is something that we saw a little bit earlier, and in the process of shechita, it became an aveilah. We don't know what it is. Hanocher v'maker, or you just stabbed it, or you pulled out the simanim, patur milachasot. You don't have to do kisui adam. So v'yamartin shchita ofin atorah, nechirato zui shchitato. If you think that birds, midoraita, don't need shchita, then stabbing it is a proper way of killing it. Libi kisui. Maybe you can't eat it, midorabanan, but you should certainly need kisui. So misarabrof, who says that Mishnah's talking about an oaf? Lo b'chayad, it's talking about a deer or something. So toshma, shochet v'tzarich ladam, if you shecht and you need the blood, so how do you do it? Chayav l'chasot, you have to cover it up. So ketzadu oset, what do you do to get the blood? O nochro okro, kill it the wrong way. So my love, ba'of, aren't we talking about a bird which we would think because they would need the bird's blood for some sort of a warding off moths or something to buy l'dam elinicha? Lo b'chaya, we're talking about an animal's blood, a chaya's blood. D'kabay l'dam elinicha. Meaning that we could still defend the position that ein l'shchita l'shchita l'of min haTorah. And if you shecht a bird the wrong way, you still need to do kisui, because that's midoraita, that's the mitzvah of killing a bird and having to cover the blood. And these mishnayot that refer to no obligation to cover the blood if you do it wrong, it's talking about a chaya. Toshma, malak pesakim v'tam gadim abeit ablia. Let's say you did malika in the mikdash with a knife. That's wrong. And the result is it's in the vela, and if you eat the bird, it's metame abeit ablia. But if you think that there is no such thing as shchita minoraita, so what happened is when you did malika with the knife, you broke the spinal cord. It's a trefa now. So then when you finish killing it, you should now it should now not be in a vela anymore. It's like any other trefa that you did proper shchita. The answer is hudamar ki aitan and tani rabbelazar kapar rabbi omer. And that's the pasuk I was referring to a few minutes ago. And this is not the Tana we're looking for. We're looking for the next Tana. Hosa Kapar says, "What? Why does the Torah compare psule mukdashin, meaning a korban that got a mum in it, to tzvi vayal, to a chaya? Tzvi vayal miyata is a bal lamed v'im sal lamed. Tzvi vayal should be the model, but now we actually learn from their context, from the Psula Mukdashin. Make his Vibayam Psula Mukdashin. Absalom Mukdashin is Shechita. Absalom Shechita. They both need Shechita. V'yof Eno Shechita. We never taught them. We never saw from. So we'll also be a kapar say as a follow up. But Of is only the Rabbanan. So Man Tana Poly Galay the Rabbalazar a kapar. So who's the Tana that disagrees? And that's who we're looking for. Rebbe. Tana Rebbe Omer. What does Rebbe say? Vazavachta Kashet Seviticha. And this should be the first thing you learn in Chulin. The Torah says that when you do shchita, it's do shchita on a korban, kasher tziviticha, just like I commanded you. What does that mean? That means that shchita was already commanded, it just wasn't written down. And how does Rebbe say it? Ala veshet v'ala kanem. Moshe was commanded about the two simanim. V'al rov echad ba'of, al rov shtayim v'beimah. The fact that you have to do a majority of one and a majority of two in a behemah, which proves a whole bunch of things. What are the simanim? How many you have to do? That rov is enough. But the main point is that also Hashem communicated to Moshe how to shecht the bird, which means that is also deoraita. So that's the opinion that would then be the author, Rebbe would be the author of the Mishnah, Malak Pesakin, which would indicate that there is shechita la'of min haTorah, and that's why in that case you can't save it from being a nevela. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up in our further analysis of the Mishnah in the next podcast. In the meantime, I wish you to have a wonderful day.